found in the knowledge of rhetoric,
but is a more heavily.
Because of that virus in his system, Al-Sunnah wa Jama'ah, the Salaf Saleh, what they did is this. You don't throw away the baby with the bath water. You remove the baby and throw away the water. They now filter his tafsir. Those good aspects and those areas which are contrary to the original creed are stopped by the Prophet ﷺ to the companions. They filter it and they corrected it. That is what is like the great scholar of Hadith, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, is an Ash'ari in his Aqidah. But is Fathul al-Bari, the explanation of Sahih Bukhari, is the encyclopedia of Sunnah. In fact, Ibn Hajar is said that, Rahimahullah al-Tawasiyya, after his demise, Allah has not granted any woman the opportunity of having another child like him. When scholars report this, they say, and we believe so too. Imam Nasruddin al-Albani, when he quoted that expression, Rahimahullah al-Tawasiyya, he said, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, whenever scholar says Al-Hafiz, that nomenclature goes direct to him without any ambiguity. If you meet another person, they will say Hafiz so so so. But when you say call Al-Hafiz, at the Hafiz say, it is Ibn Hajar. He said, since he died, no woman had got the opportunity, the grace of having a child like him. I believe so too. Imam al-Albani says, and I believe so too. Is that so? Hey, but when it comes to the area of Asma'ullah wa Sifat in his Fathul Bari, because he's an Ash'ari, he is not a fallacy in his Aqidah, he blundered. Is it a credential for scholars not to blunder? He's a human being after all, he's not a prophet. Our father and scholar, Mufti Biyar al-Islam, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, rahimahullah, rahmatan wasi'ah. Now, those aspects, Sheikh Abdul Aziz now corrected it to suit the position of the Salaf. But all other things he said, mashi. Rahimahumullah, rahmatan wasi'ah. This is Islamic scholarship. You don't throw away the baby with the bath water. What is corrupting it, you bring it, but you warn people against any other areas which are not okay. This is the yardstick only in the hand of the Salaf Saleh. If you see goodness even from the enemy, you say no, this is good, but the person from whom we are taking it is a bad person. These are the issues. You try to make the correction, because any person with a fallacy should be known with what? Adala, justice and fairness. Because we are good not because of any other person, because Allah enjoins goodness. And Allah loves the truth. That is why Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, says this.
وَقَالَ إِمَامُ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ أَحْمَدُ
Imam أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ Whenever they say Imam أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ بُبُو بَاتِيَمَا تُسَفِي Imam أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ Imam السُّنَّةِ Imam أَهْمَا بِنَنْبَوِ Tori pe, nígbà tí àwọn ẹni bí di àgbàlẹ̀, tí wàhálà ìpọ̀, ń tó jẹ́ wàhálà ọ̀pọ̀ ni wípé àwọn ẹni bí di àkó sáwọn ọba lábẹ́, àwọn tí wọ́n jọba wọ́n wá lopo wọn láti fi ọmọ bí di àlọ́wọ́, àwọn tí wọ́n wá ń tẹ̀lé súnà wá dáràn. ọgọrùn àwọn àfáà sá lọ wọn sá wọlé pé torí pé kíni tọrọ bá ti di pé yọ la ẹmí lọ tọ èèyàn ó dùn tara ẹni ná tọ pé and you will fight and run away live to fight another day ṣùgbọ́n imam ahmed wípé táàbà rẹ ni dúró di súnà káwọn èèyàn máa wò pé ení súnà nù níwájú ta máa sọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ ṣe rí gbogbo ẹ̀ ó dojúrú ó dúó sámọ́ kò sí tí wọn ò fi kan lábùkù kódà àti ti nínà papọ̀ kò sí tí wọn ò fi kan lábùkù àti pé káde ṣẹkẹṣẹ kan mọ́ni lọ́wọ́ àtẹsẹ̀ tá a máa ń sọ̀rọ̀ imam ahmed bin hanbal ìmọ̀ àáfà ìmọ̀ buhari ni o gba imam buhari kọ sahihu rẹ̀ tán ó lọ gbé hàn ó wípé báyìí ni o àáfà imam abu daud ni o àáfà imam muslim ni o àáfà àwọn àwọn èèyàn jankan báyìí ni o ṣùgbọ́n mo tójú rẹ̀ rí tọ́ba ní báyìí ni fáwọn ọlọ́lá wọ́n máa sáré bọ̀ ni tọ́ba sọ pé kó wọn gba tiwọn kó wọn compromise ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀páyà wípé níjọ́ kan ní ọjọ́ kan ọjà yìí ó tù ú á lè jábọ̀ ọwọ́ adó ti súnà ló fi di ó kọ́ wọn páré nì lórí ti dáadáa gbogbo ìgbà tí wọ́n ti ní ìmáàmù àlọ́ súnà òun ni wọ́n máa ń lò ìfàáfin
رحم الله تعالى رحم الله تعالى إن أهل البدع والأهواء لا ينبغي أن يستعان بهم في شيء من أمور المسلمين
أولي الداجي راجو أولي بدع أولي فين لا ينبغي كوية أن يستعان به كافي وانا لو وانتبه كافي وان شيء òpó mú lérò lórí nǹkan kan nínú ọ̀rọ̀ àwọn mùsùlùmí.
báyìí náà fi
ṣe é kìnnì bó ṣe bí nǹkan wọn ṣe lè wọrí ẹni nǹkan kan nínú ọmọdé mùsùlùmí nínú ọ̀rọ̀ mùsùlùmí. torí pé kìnnì.
báyìí náà fi báyìí ká àzọmọ dọ́rọ̀ aládì.
torí wípé dájúdájú eléyìí o àzọmọ dọ́rọ̀ ìnira aburú tó gbangban ni fún ẹ̀sìn. tọ́ bá ti gbé ení bídíà síbẹ̀ bídíà rẹ̀ ní ọ̀fẹ́ fi ipò yẹn ní ọ̀fẹ́ fi rì mọ́lẹ̀ kó fi takarara pé opportunity ni fóun ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tó rì ṣe ní bídíà tọ́ bá ti gbé síbẹ̀ kí ni ọmọ mọ̀lẹ́ àdáálà ìṣedéédé tọ́rọ mọ̀ wípé òun ò wá ṣàkàlù fún kí nìjẹ́ déédéé káwọn sálẹ̀kùn máa ń lò má jẹ́ kí àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ kí wọ́n jákàmù náà wípé àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ mi lè sábà má wàá jẹ́ kí àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ kí wọ́n wá nírètí wípé gbogbo ohun táwọn bá ṣe láburú àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ mi sáfi ládé àdálà tọ́rọ ẹ̀rẹ́ bá tọ́ba ṣe ń tí ọ̀dà wọn ò fi mú rẹ̀ dánrin tọ́ ẹ̀ńtọ́jọ́ta tọ́ba ṣe ń tọ́da wọn sọ pé ó ṣe lé ìtọ́da ẹ̀sánlẹ̀sán dáadáa rẹ̀ ẹnìkan èémí rúru báyìí àtẹni tọ́jọ́ wípé ó mọ̀ wípé àmánà láyé gbogbo ipò tá a bá bára wa àmọ́ náà ni tó jẹ́ wípé a ṣe àkáǹtì rẹ̀ níwájú ọba adébànjọ́ gbẹ̀ndẹ̀ alkiam and that is why imam ahmed bin hanbal expressed his position that verily people of blameable inclinations and innovation are not supposed to be such to be of assistance in anything in the affairs of the Muslims. Why? Because doing so is a great calamity and affliction to the deen. Whenever they find themselves in any position in the history, they use the position to propagate their position and their dubious teachings, and use the position also to suppress truth. That has always been the situation in history. Whereas if the people of straightforwardness, the people of correct Aqidah, are put in position, they know that this position is the position of trust, and the accountability is to Almighty Allah and Allah alone. So they use two principles which are very important: justice and fairness. But many of us use this word so frequently. There are two words commonly used everywhere: justice, fairness, justice, fairness, justice, fairness. But the meaning has never been defined. It is the scholars of Islam, the son of Al-Fadi, the righteous predecessors, who define what justice and fairness means. What it means is that when you are in position, you should not allow yourself to be used as a sanctuary for your friend to propagate injustice. And at the same time, you should not be allowed to be seen by your enemies as no hope, as not discharging fairness. So even if your enemies come with what is correct and they are truthful, you give them rewards. It happens in the history of Islam. A son of a leader, of an Amir, persecuted the son of a Kafir unjustly. And when the father of that boy complained, and he was asked, the boy was asked, saying, "You call him a Kafir?" Because that the father of the son who was treated unjustly was not satisfied, he took the case to Sultan. The Sultan was a very pious, upright Salafi. When the case got to him, he said, what did he do? He said, he flogged him, he did this, he did that. So why did you flog him? He said, because he's a Kafir. What has that to do with what is on the ground? He said, please give us a very good whip, just the one that is commensurate with what he used. And he gave it to the boy. Please, throw him back. The father said, no, I only wanted justice. I want people who will proclaim it. You are proclaiming, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. If this is the way the deen is practiced, we will all become Muslims. This is it. Virtually places where the Muslims ruled, the Muslim never showed justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted them to show justice and fair play. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that amana, that trust. If the Muslims don't show justice and fair play, no being can show justice and fair play. The world can never be okay until Muslims become okay. Because naturally, any other person other than Muslim can never be okay. This is the truth. The calamities that have been falling the world today, it is because Muslims are not okay. The call of Salafia, that let's go back and become okay. When we become okay, will be able to perform our duty to humanity, to guide humanity to okayness. Other than that, wallahi, the Muslim will suffer the degradation and they will never be able to defend themselves before Allah in the Day of Judgment. This is the crisis. This is the crisis we are in the world today. The abysmal level into which the world is moving to, it is because the Muslims are not standing up for it. The Prophet ﷺ has been very categorical about it. He said, "Tabayatun bil-ina." One usury is the hobnob of your commerce. وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرَ. When consumption and production is the only goal you put before you. وَتَرَكْتُمْ جِهَادَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And you leave jihad, striving on the cause of Allah, being upright, learn the deen, practice the deen, preach the deen, stand by the deen, be firm, be upright, do that. When you abandon that as Muslims, sallallahu alaykum dhullah, Allah will descend on you disgrace. People without humility, people without recognition, people without honor, people with, and they are in the multitude. The number alone is an asset, but what have you done out of it? What use has it been? The Prophet ﷺ now provides the solution. لَا يَنْزِعُهُ أَيْكُمْ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ دِينِكُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Allah will not take away this degradation, abasement, and disgrace until you go back to your deen. Learn Islam as it is taught by the Prophet ﷺ, practiced by the companions, passed down to the tabi'in. This is what is called salafiyah, going back to the source at its feet. When you go back to the source like this, Allah will correct your shortcomings. The honor, the dignity, the respect will come back again. There is no shortcut to it. That is it. And this is why in history you've had scholars standing for this truth and sharing. Such scholars is Ahmed bin Hanbal. Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, rahmatahu wasi'a. When he was standing for the truth as taught by the Prophet ﷺ and passed down to the companions in the Tabi'un, other scholars, because of persecution of the time, ran away. They ran underground. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, no, we just have to stand by the truth. He was persecuted. He was fettered, he was imprisoned. But now, when you want to quote Sunnah and you want a means of corroborating or authenticating it, you have to, they will say, what has Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said? That is the reward of being fair. The way Allah has made that possible in this world, so will it be in the hereafter. It will be among the Siddiqoon. May Allah make us one of them. That is why we are talking of Salafiyya. Let's go back to the source. When you go back to the source, even if the whole world is in shambles, even if the calamity before the old world, yours in it will be ameliorated. It will be corrected. It will be repaired. And in the end, you will have double honor, living a useful life, a fulfilled one, and meeting the endless bliss with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. May Allah grant us that. Now, inshallah al-Kareem, Imam Ahmad otun so ba wi pe ehzar bid'a kullah ayara fun gbogbo bid'a gbogbo ti ma ti lara dagale ni ayara fun
wala tashawir ahad min ahli al-bid'ah fi dinik
ma benni kan ma gwayi mara eni keni to ba je ni bid'a lori oro esin re tala ba won re ba logun kini ma n se ni dire agbo yoba to ba je wi pe oni daada kan to fe gba ni maran le lori ko se lo ko tele suna ko se nto lohun ba tun oji se nafa sallam ba won ka de se se imam ahmad bin hanbal randi up in his statement he says guide against innovation in his entreaty. Don't underestimate any innovation. That no, maybe this one is small. لا تحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم. You may think it is. Okay, let me give you an instance. The Shango people, they are dancing around. Give us money to assist people. Somebody who is a Shango person, he gave him 1,000 naira, or maybe 5,000 naira. You say, these people, their wala is too much. You give them 100 naira. What have you done? You've contributed to evil, calamity. In the day of judgment, you have double punishment for that. That is what is going to happen. Allah will not save you from the punishment. But you give 100 naira, even if it is capable, let them know that no, we are Muslims. We are against this practice. This practice, it is an underdevelopment of faith. It is kufr. We have a better way. Give him the message of Islam. Unfortunately, cowardice, negligence, degradation has befallen Muslims these days so much so that they feel shy to propagate their deen. Al kufar will come to the nooks and corners of their room and say, come and accept Jesus. Jesus who has been completely accepted. If a Muslim doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, he becomes a kafir. If a Muslim doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, he becomes a kafir. The collection of true story of Jesus Christ can only be found in Quran and Sunnah. If you have to use any other source to learn about Jesus Christ, it will just sound like a folklore. Be that in one part of the bad Chiroko Konyani Bolo Zimawo. Sugma Toba wo Quran to wo Sunnah. Lori Taninja Nabi Isa Oma Pi Amebi Ni Loto Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. During his time, science was flourishing, material science. Because material science was flourishing, they were against the spiritual realm. But no, after this life, there's no any other life. It's only material. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to tell the humanity then, that look, there is word of spirit, which when it acts on the matter, it is superior to matter, and it gives the direction the matter will take. He molded the pot with mud, isn't it? What is that not material? He blew into it. Is that not spirit? It becomes bird and it flees. Which is superior? Spirit or matter? Spirit. The body of man is made of the two. The matter being and the spirit. if you emphasize one at the expense of the other, you can never live a fulfilled life. That is how he calls people to Almighty, who is in charge of all. A barren woman. See, by the special grace of Almighty who has sent me, may you start to procreate, and she will start to procreate. A certified blind person, by material calculation, is no more possible. Is it possible? It's not possible now. Even if you replace the eyes with some other things, he cannot see. You only look like make believe. Say, start to see. Open your eyes and start to see. And it's as a mojiva. To him that no, he is a prophet of Allah truly. But after him, if anybody jumps into the street now and say that, hey, open your eyes, that is a magician. He is not a mujiza. That's not a magic. He is not a miracle. That is magic. And that is why they will go to every extent of idol worshipping in order to propagate that secretly and openly. Huh? What is the mujiza of Muhammad? The book that will tell you what happened in the past, what is happening now, what will happen in the future. There is no way you can have your life regulated, corrected, directed, guided, except you read this book and practice it. And you know the greatest miracle again? The person to which it was sent could neither read nor write. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But any man of letter must consult him to be signed, to be certified as truly man of letter. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the miracle. That is the miracle. And that is why normally the prophets before, their miracle, their program of action, and their books are separate. But when it comes to the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his book, his program of action, his miracle are all put together. It's the same thing. And because there will never be any prophet after him, and there is no any other way that we surpass this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. The books before were given to the people of those prophets to guide. In the process of guiding it, they interpolated some things. They removed so many things which are not favorable to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given the Muslims the Quran to protect or preserve. Because if he had done that, with the state in which the world is today, even with that, don't you see what they are about to do? Allah says, we reveal it. We are going to protect it. It is we who are going to protect it. That is why if anybody hide anywhere to bring anything contrary to original one as practiced by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find another person here, look at it. They wanted to use internet, but the internet is now working against them. That is, Allah said, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plot, and Allah is plotting also. Allah plotting is more encompassing, and because of that, it is the best of plotters. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he requires of us as Muslims is just to submit to our own program. Be exemplary. Practice your own way. When you practice your own way as taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and pass them to the companions, leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you don't do that, Subhanallah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That is the state in which the Muslims are in the world today. The way out is simple. The way out is simple. Only to about the repay, the bag me or intent in Soraji, usually, interest. So there is a majupe aja mulo. Intete but long. E one bag beef in your long or back with ke jafun, ke wa mefun. But all about the Jonah Gishana Slavo, sometimes I do bawa, ke wa, ke mulo, ke de pepesi, ke si kwa ye yo po, you know, kuku. Along ọba wa mu iyepere yo sokale le lori e wa di en iyepere loju gbogbo awon eyan oni iyepere ọlọrun oni mu ku o ati ke ba pada ti o ko aro yin e pada si die sin yin ti pada si die sin oni pe ka wa imo bo ọlọrun ọba bi o se gba wa leru bo se fi won ji se na sala ala sala o la sa bi se lo ki ki pi ka gba ro ti wa ti en ba ti ro ti e o nbo lohun ba wegbe kegbe o ti nbo lohun ba kegbe nto so ni pe o ji se na sala sala mo da ma to ba ti so bayi olohun oba wa so fun pe enu re wo nbe ko ni dawo ni nkan kan ko yanju lọ́lọ́wọ́ bá ti lòjíṣẹ́ lára fúlàní ti sọ wípé ẹni bí dé à ọlọ́wọ́n ní gbàtúrà rẹ̀ a máa ṣàlàyé ìrìn lọ ní ọ̀sẹ̀ tí ń bọ̀ ọlọ́wọ́n bá fòdòdó hàn gẹ́gẹ́ bí òdòdó kó fún alágbára àti tẹ̀lé kó fi ń tíye sódòdó hàn gẹ́gẹ́ bí irọ́ kó fún alágbára àti sákóńdì rẹ̀ ìsìláàmù tí ó fi ránjíṣẹ́ ńlá muhammadu sallallahu kọlọ́n jẹ́ káwa náà lè mú lò bẹ́ẹ̀ gbogbo báyìí bá ṣe wá bí dúdú tó kọlọ́n máa dojú ìtura rúmbẹ̀ kọlọ́n bá kọ́ jẹ́ kí ti wọ́dà ń bẹ̀ kọ́ bá paná adẹ́bọ̀rẹ́ bí díẹ̀ ṣe pan kọ́ bá rẹ̀ ńlẹ̀ gbogbo àwọn tó yẹ pé látara gíga wọn yóò fà sábà bí gíga fún mùsùlùmí àti islam kọlọ́n bá sábà gbé wọn ga kó ṣe alọ́kan nínú wọn gbogbo àwọn tó yẹ pé látara lílọsókè wọn yóò fà burú fún sunna àti ẹ̀sìn islam kọlọ́wọ́n ọba kọba tẹ̀wọ́n rí kọmọ sí alọ́kàn nínú wa kọmọ torí pé ayé ọ̀dà kọmọ bọ̀ ọ̀hún wájẹ́ kọmọ dé torí pé ọ̀hún ọ̀dà kọmọ bọ̀ ọ̀hún wájẹ́ dáadáa tẹ̀yẹ̀ ẹ̀sọ̀ kọlọ́wọ́n ọba ó sì méjèèjì lẹ́kùnrin rẹ̀ fún wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatulahi wa barakatuh wọ́n ṣáàna ń sáré wọ́n ló di next week inshallah assalamu alaikum wa rahmatulahi ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
اللهم بارك ولا من ولا ري باتي انجو على ري الله نور السماوات والارض اني عباد الله سبحانه وتعالى اني جمال سما ويجي اتي لنا به ìgbà tí ó ń júwe òjíṣẹ́ náà muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tó ń rán sí wa náà allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ó sọ fún wa yí pé kọ́díjẹ́ akùn mínà lọ náwùrún wa kitabu murí ó ti déwà báyìí báyìí láti ọba àdọba àdẹ́dà ìmálẹ̀ àti tíra tí ń se àlàyé gbogbo nǹkan yékéyéké allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tíra tí ó fi rán òjíṣẹ́ náà sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sí wáyé ìgbà tí ó ń júwe tíra náà allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ní fa'aminu billah wa rasul wa nuri alladhi anzalna ẹgbà ọba adédàgbọ́ allah subhanahu wa ta'ala àti ìránṣẹ́ rẹ̀ ẹ̀yìn òjíṣẹ́ náà muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tó ń túmọ̀ sí wípé bí òjíṣẹ́ náà sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sì gbàgbọ́ ó ní kí àwa náà gbàgbọ́ kí a ti tíra ìgbà tí allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wà júwe tíra yìí ó ní àti ìmálẹ̀ ta sọ̀kalẹ̀ ẹ̀yìn alukọ́ránì kiri ọba adẹ́dà allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ó júwe ara rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìmálẹ̀ ó júwe òjíṣẹ́ náà muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pẹ̀lú ìmálẹ̀ alukọ́ránì kiri tó fi máa sí wa náà ó júwe rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìmálẹ̀ kí wá ní ìdí tí ọba ìmálẹ̀ tó fi fi ìmálẹ̀ aráyé ìmálẹ̀ allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ó ṣe àlàyé ilé fún ayé kéèké nínú sọ́tù ibrahim bàtọ́ sọ fún ayé pé alif lam ra kitabun anzalnahu ilayk litukhrija an-nasa min az-zulumati ila an-nur bi'izni rabbih الى صراط العزيز الحميد اليني ترى تاسوك على فون روجيش الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كندي تاسوك على يدي تاسوك على يعني يقول لاتي يو عوام الدنيا كون ينو عوام وكوكو بابو وكوكو عديوكا يشفي àti gbogbo àìṣe déédé tí ó lè mú kí ìgbésí ayé èèyàn dojúrú tí ó fi ní jẹ́ kí ó rí àbọ̀ dáadáa jẹ́ pẹ̀lú ọba adẹ́dà allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ń jẹ́ ọ̀gbìndẹ̀ alkiyama láti kọ́ ayọ́ kúrò nínú gbogbo òkùnkùn yìí lọ sí di ìmálẹ̀ kan ṣoṣo ìmálẹ̀ tí ó jẹ́ wípé oni male tawhid wa tawhid tawhidan imu obade da allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki imu obade da allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alokan shushubati yamile otun bin kami ken lo bi oni wipe owo oloju meji ni sile ni oloju meji ta bá ti rí kan a gbọ́dọ̀ rí kejì ò ní wípé ọba adẹ́dà allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ó nìkan ní agbọ́dọ̀ sìn bó láàbẹ̀ sì sìn bójíṣẹ́ náà muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tó ń rán sí wa bí a ṣe sìn ó sọ wípé wọ́n máa arsalna rasula illa liyuta'a bi idhnillah àmọ́ ìrìnàṣẹ́ wá bí ìbá ṣe wí pé kálẹ̀ bá a fi tiẹ̀ ṣe ìfísẹ̀ ń tẹ̀lé pẹ̀lú àṣẹ ọlọ́run ọba ní aláṣùhánà ọ̀tára ló fi sọ wí pé wà ń tutẹ̀ ọ̀hún dáadáa tẹ́ ẹ bá ti tẹ̀lé ẹ mánà ọ̀nà àbò ọ̀nà àjánà. Iná ló dẹ̀ fa ìkìlọ̀ tí Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sọ pé fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah na wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa yadkhulukum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Sọ pé tí wọ́n bá ń fẹ́ràn Ọlọ́run ọba tó lè jẹ́ pé téèyàn bá ti ń fẹ́ràn rẹ̀ ọba dídá Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kò náà ní wí pé èèyàn pa àṣẹ rẹ̀ mọ́ kí wọ́n tẹ̀lé ọ láti pa àṣẹ rẹ̀ mọ́ bó ṣe pamọ́. Téèyàn bá ti ṣe léyìí yóò ṣe lóbi kún un lọ Ọlọ́run ọba fẹ́ràn wọn yóò mojú kúrò níbi kùsùkùsù wọn yóò wá jẹ́ wọn gúnlẹ̀ sí àjẹ́nà onídàá. Torí eléyìí ni òjíṣẹ́ náà Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ló fi ń ṣe kìlọ̀ ó ní inna shaytana qad ya'isa an yu'badu bi ardikum walakin bima tahkirunahu min a'malikum fa'adharu. Àṣẹ̀pán pípé òun ò ní rí ẹnìkan tẹ̀lóhun ó ti gbà pé òun ọ̀wà rẹ̀yẹn tẹ̀lóhun ó níbikíbi kí àwọn mùsùlùmí bá wà ó ti lose hope wípé it's not possible òun ò lè rẹ̀ nìkan kan tí ó tẹ̀lóhun nínú ibi táwọn mùsùlùmí bá wà. Ṣùgbọ́n o ibi tó nírètí sí ní àwọn nǹkan kéékèèké tí ẹ máa fojú di nínú àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ yín nítorí náà ẹ ṣọ́ra o bọ́ọ̀lù ẹ ṣe ṣọ́ra gbogbo nǹkan tí ẹ bá fẹ́ ṣe ẹ jẹ́ kí ó máa tẹ̀lé ìṣiṣẹ́ ń tẹ̀lé òjíṣẹ́ náà Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam kí ẹ má bàa ṣìnà. Ìkìlọ̀ ní ilé fún bid'at àdádálẹ̀ nínú ẹ̀sìn ló fi ń fa gbogbo ntántí bá bọ̀ tá a fi pẹ́ lórí ọ̀rọ̀ àlàyé lórí bid'at kí a yẹra fún. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when describing himself in his glorious book Al-Quran al-Kareem says الله نور السماوات والأرض. الله سبحانه وتعالى is the illumination, the light of the heavens and the earth. That is the description Allah سبحانه وتعالى has given himself. And when describing the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم whom he had sent to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Certainly, it has come to you from your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an illumination, a light, and a book that makes everything clear, a book that does not contain ambiguity, as regards guidance of mankind and everything on the surface of the earth. That is the description Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. It is not stopping at that alone. To make everything more explicit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in describing the book Al-Quran al-Kareem, Allah says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ وَالنُّورُ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا. Believe in Almighty Allah as the Lord, the Creator, the Lawgiver, who has got perfect attributes and lofty names, which cannot be used to describe anything except Himself. Believe in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically by extension you will believe in other prophets too, because one of the teachings and the lessons which he taught is that there are prophets before him which as Muslims we must believe in also other than him. In fact, he was very explicit and categorical in one of the traditions. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not prefer me over and above other prophets. I have been sent just as they have been sent. You know, in order to make us know that it is imperative on us as Muslims to believe in the prophets before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, believe in Allah and the Prophet, and the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالنُّورْ الَّذِي أَنْزَلْنَا, and the light, the illumination which we have sent. What is that illumination? That is Quran Kareem. What must have been the reason why Allah, who is the repository of illumination, has sent a messenger of illumination with the book of illumination? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very categorical about that also. In Surah Al-Ibrahim, Allah says, Alif Lam Mim, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayk litukhrija an-nasa min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur bi'izni rabbihim ila siratil aziz al-hamid. This is a book. Anzalnahu ilayk, we have revealed it to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the mission of this revelation? Litukhrija an-nas, so as to